Blog Talk Radio.
Make this year, this new season, different for you than any other season? You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, wow, that's a great question. Well, let's grow together. Let's go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Oh, how I so truly love Monday.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams and how I love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I'm real excited about what area we're focused, we're going to be looking at today. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. The number four and the letter U. Last week, we explored a SMART approach. We looked at SMART goals. Of course, as we have launched into this new year, my desire is to support you with tools that will assist you in getting the results that you desire this year that we are in and beyond. So our on-demand library, with that said, is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's show around our topic. And then we're going to open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in our Shape Up series, we are looking at Make It Different. Make it different. You may be thinking again, what will make this year different? Well, you know, I thank God for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program, because launching this year, they gave me a thought to consider that I have really been pondering. And I share this thought with you for you, too, to ponder this very concept. If I continue, if I continue, if you continue on the journey that you're on, if you continue to do what you're doing, do you know that you can predict your outcome? So whatever it is that you are doing, good or not so good, if you continue that and you stay on the current pathway that you are on, in essence, you can predict your outcome. You know, so often we've heard the term about insanity, that insanity has been defined as doing the same thing over and 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 over again. Okay, of course, Coach Adams put a little drama on it. And yet expecting different results. If you continue to do what you are doing, if you do the same things that you have been doing over and over and over and over again, you can predict your outcome. And so my question for you is, do you need to break the insanity? Because if you continue doing what you're doing, if you continue on the pathway that you're on, you can predict your outcome. And so what type of year do you want? What will it take for you to make it different. Make what different, Coach Adams? Make this year unlike any other year you have experienced. As one would say, what will it take to make this year epic? You know, I am constantly evaluating, where do I need to shift? Where do I need to tweak? How do I need to improve so that I can get different results? Where do I need to break the insanity in my own life? And I've really been evaluating that. Why? Because I want this year to be different. And I don't know where you sit at this time, but I sense that I'm not alone in this desire to want different results, in this desire to want to experience a different kind of year. You know, with the years that we have just come out of, and the residue of what we're still dealing with the health crisis and the pandemic and all of that, the loss of life, financial challenges, so on and so forth. We can go on and on and on and on and on. Political disappointments, whatever that may be. If you get caught up in all of that, and if you continue, that's our question again, our little .. our statement, I should say more accurately, if I continue the pathway that I'm on, I can predict my outcome. So let's look at some thoughts that I want to take us on for us to have a different year. And as you know, for those that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you know Coach Adams is one who loves to create an acronym, per se, around our key word. And today's key word is different. And so I'm going to share with you some thoughts around this word different. So I need you to get out your notepads, your tablets, your laptops, whatever you need to pull out to take some notes of the gems and the jewels that will be shared with you on today. And down however you're going to do it, if you're typing it, if you're writing it, notepad, paper, whatever, I want you to put down different. I want you to write it vertically on your paper, because I want to make sure you're set up and equipped and ready to capture the thoughts that we're going to process around being equipped to make it different, make this year different, make this season of your life different. Break the insanity. Make the decision today, and I want you right where you are. In your car, at your office, on the road, wherever you may be tuning in today, listening in, be it live or in the archives, on our on-demand library, I want you to say, I'm breaking the insanity today, because you want to make it different. You want things to be different. Shout it from the rooftops again, wherever you are. I'm breaking the insanity today. And so in order to get different results, we have to process around doing things differently, unlike what we have done in the past. Some of these areas you may say, I'm on track. Other areas you may say, you know what? I didn't think about that. I need to kind of focus in on that area. Because this is what it's going to take for you to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goal and ultimately live out your dreams. That is my desire for you. That's the desire for me, that we would be more equipped to live out our dreams. Don't just exist. Life was not designed for you to just exist. Life has been designed for us to live life more abundantly, a vibrancy, with vigor, with excitement, That's not to say that we don't experience challenges and difficulty, but it's not about just existing. Don't just exist. You have life in your body. You have breath in your body. Don't take it lightly or for granted. Don't just poo-poo it away. Do something with that breath that you have in your body. Don't just exist. Live life. And so let's look at some thoughts to what do I need to do to make it different? So our D in making it different starts out with this deliberate intention. You know, so often in my coaching practice, and I actually had a session today and we were digging into how can you be more deliberate and intentional? Because when we are deliberate and intentional, we are navigating with a clear, purposeful focus. There is a thoughtfulness on our journey with every step that we take. It's relevant to where we are going. And so this is an area that you may have to step back and be more deliberate with your intention. You may have to decide and be more purposeful, more thoughtful on your navigation on your journey that is relevant to this gap that you have from where you are to where you desire to grow. And how do I close this gap? See, that purposeful thoughtfulness is about how do I close this gap? So you first recognize I have a gap. You know your starting place. You know where you desire to go. And now you have to be deliberate with your intentions that take you each day in that very direction that are relevant to where you desire to go. You may have to create some new habits. I'm looking at creating new habits that allow me to stay focused, that allow me to be more deliberate and intentional. So whatever that looks like for you, if you want to make it different in this year and you want to position yourself for greater results, and you want to break the insanity, and you really mean that you want to break the insanity, you don't want to continue to do the same things over and over and over again. Unless you like the results, then in essence, it's not insanity. You have great habits that are serving you. But we're talking about if I continue the journey that I'm on, the pathway that I'm on, if I'm on a journey of insanity and I continue this, I can predict the outcome. You saw it last year. And if you stay on that pathway, you're going to see the same thing. So our D, deliberate intentions. You know, I remember probably, oh my gosh, I guess it was maybe 10 years ago or 8 years ago, I had to have a, as one would say, a come to Jesus moment. I had to look in the mirror and say, Coach Adams, you know what? Regarding your brand, you've been consistently inconsistent. And that was my greater deliberate intentionality around saying, whoop, whoop, you need to do things differently. You got to break this insanity. You cannot continue to navigate in the way in which you are. And when I made that conscious decision to be deliberate with my intention, guess what? The results began to shift. Motivational Mondays was birthed. Different things began to happen. I started consulting. I can go on and on and on and on about I joined the John Maxwell team, so on and so forth. All of these different things happened when I made the conscious decision to say and be real with myself and look in the mirror with that awareness of, you know what? You've been consistently inconsistent. Let's break this insanity. I'm still in process. I'm still on the journey. I'm not yet, have not yet arrived, But I'm sharing with you, being transparent to say about 10 years ago, I had to face this and say, hey, let's make a shift. No longer tinkering and playing and all of that. Let's have a greater and deliberate intention. Our I is for internal change. Many of you listening in, your issue is not that you're not doing things. Your issue is that what's at your core, your mindset, it does not serve where you desire to go. The paradigms that you're dealing with currently, you need to shift. You need to make a shift. Why? Because there's stinking thinking. There's limited beliefs. The patterns of behavior that you've experienced in the past, they're holding you back. So there's an internal battle going on the inside of you, because you need to make a shift. You need to spend some time doing the internal work, because that, in essence, is what's holding you back. And so to make it different this time, you have to look in the mirror. You have to face your demons. You have to deal with what has been preventing you year after year after year after year from achieving your goals, from achieving the desires that you have, the dreams that you have, the vision that you have. Yeah, you keep wanting to blame it on the circumstances on the outside and blame it on this one and blame it on that one, when in essence, you need to make an internal shift. It starts with you. As I hear Michael Jackson singing, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. The man or woman in the mirror, you need to look at that individual. You need to shake he or she and get real with them and say, we need to change. And that change starts at your core and with your mindset that has you with limited thinking and limited beliefs that are preventing you from living out your dreams. And you've been justifying it. You have. And it sounds good, but it's an excuse. And if you don't break the limited thinking, if you don't make the internal change, when this year closes out and you get ready to start the new year, you're going to be in the same place that you were before. Remember the thought, the statement from my mentors. If I continue, if you continue on this pathway that you're on, you can predict your outcome. When you look at what's on the horizon, do you get excited? Are you nervous? Are you feeling like, whoa, I'm getting ready to crash? Because you know where you're headed. So our D, deliberate intentions, our I, internal change, as we're working through, make it different. And we're talking about what it will take for you to get different results. Our next is our F, focused energy. Are you fixed on your target? You see, that's key right there, being fixed on your target. This focused energy, I liken it often to a dog with a bone. When that dog gets the bone, they are fixed. Their energy is isolated, fixed. You can move all around them. You can try to take it away, but they are fixed. They are focused. They have focused energy on their target in that moment. Many of you You are jacks of all trades and masters of nothing. You have not focused your energy in any given area. There's no intentionality. You're not being deliberate. You're so scattered and all over the place. Even you can't keep up with you. This focus energy is so important because you have to fix it. Your trajectory has to be clear. Oh, if it's not, you are a flower child just kind of flowing when the wind goes and there is no focus, there's no energy that's moving you in a single direction. And speaking of single direction, you know, I often recommend to my coach, my clients in my coaching practice that they create a word, they come up with a word that will be the theme and represent their year. My word this year is elevate, and I am committed in every area in which I serve that there is an elevation, that I am rising and getting into position to another level. What is your singleized word, your singular word that is the theme and the focus of your year? That focus energy in that direction, because see, in everything, I am coming into it with a deliberate intention. Focus, the energy is fixed on elevating. What is your energy focused on? Do you even have a focus? Is everything blurry because you need to focus in the lens? And if that's the case, it's okay. We all struggle, but you don't have to stay there. Break the insanity. Don't keep doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. Remember, you have to make a shift. And you have the power to do so. So I encourage you to make that shift. So our D in different, we're talking about make it different. And what will it take for me to get different results? Because if I continue the journey that I'm on, the pathway that I'm on, I can predict the outcome. And I'm not liking where I'm going. So I need to make a shift. And if I'm not liking where I'm going, that means that I'm in a place of insanity. And I need to break the insanity. Because insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over and yet expecting different results. So if you are doing the same things over and over and what you're doing is not serving where you desire to grow, you need to take the time to break that insanity. Number one, you have to be deliberate in your intentions, with your intentions. You have to do the internal work. You have to internally change. What am I changing, Coach Adams? I'm changing my mindset. I'm changing my paradigms. I'm changing from the inside out, first and foremost. If you don't do that, you're going to continue to do what you're doing and get what you have gotten. So break the insanity. You have to focus your energy. Fix on your target. Make sure that your trajectory is clear. Our next F is fearless approach. No longer will you allow fear to hold you back. You have to make a decision in your mind that I'm going to stretch out of my comfort zone. It's not easy. You have to decide, I'm going to take a risk. I want to encourage you. You know, many years ago, I heard Shonda Rhimes, if you're familiar with Shonda Rhimes, she created Grey's Anatomy. I can go on and on, Bridgerton. I can go on and on with the various shows that Shonda Rhimes and Shondaland have created. She was achieving all of this success in her life. And this one particular year, I don't know if it was her daughter or whoever it was, I think it was her sister actually, said to her, you have all of this money and all of this and what have you, but you're not living life. I remember this interview, and she was sharing this with Oprah. And Shonda decided that year, she had an awakening that year. And she said, you know what? Because she was constantly getting invitations to live life for all of these beautiful events and different things and all of this because of the status of where she was. But yet, she was saying no to everything. Now, that may be hard to believe. You would think, wow, was she saying no? And she said, yes, I was saying no to everything. And I believe, again, it was her sister that called her out on the carpet and said, I don't even know why you look at the invitation because you're going to say no. And so she decided that she was going to go into the year of yes and that she was going to start saying yes to everything. And when she made the decision to say yes, things began to shift and change. And I want to challenge you as I'm challenging myself. Say yes. Don't allow fear to get you stuck in quicksand. I want to challenge you to say yes. I want to exhort you to be bold, to be brave, to be courageous, to move confidently in the direction of your dreams. Because when we move in the direction of our dreams and we are in alignment with the very purpose as to why we were created, oh, things begin to unlock. Things begin to open up for us. So take a fearless approach this year. That is the shift that you may need to take this year. You may need to allow yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone. You've been in your comfort zone far too long. And I have to ask you, if you've been in your comfort zone, if you continue, what will be your outcome? Are you liking what you have gotten because you're afraid to step out? You're on the lounge of life. You're sitting back, cruising through. Make this the year of yes for you. That you say yes to those things that you would normally say no to. That you try it. I was sharing with another client. I said, just say yes. Just try it. See how it unfolds. You may be surprised by what shows up. Keep saying no, you'll never know. So take a risk. I challenge you to take a risk. And I want you to tell me about the risk that you're taking. Tell us about it through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group that all are welcome. I want to hear about your year of yes. I want to hear about you stretching out of your comfort zone. I want to hear about you trying new things, doing something that you haven't done. Make this the year of yes and take a fearless approach. Don't be in fear, but take a fearless approach, one that is bold and brave and courageous and confident as you step out and move on your journey. Let that be the habit that you're establishing. And if you continue to be bold, if you continue to be brave, if you continue to be courageous and confident, woo! Can you imagine what will open up for you? Try it out. See how it goes. Again, as we look at make it different in our this acronym that we're building, these different points that we're building around different. Our first D is deliberate intention. Our I is internal change. Our first F is focused energy. Our second F is fearless approach. Our E is envision your goals and your vision. Visualize the future possibilities. Recently, I was sitting and I was just kind of soaking in, ooh, what does the future hold? I was doing this very thing. I was envisioning and I was seeing where I was going. And I started to smile on the inside because as I began to see and envision the greater details, my heart got excited. My spirit got excited. My soul, I got excited because I was now filled with great hope because I knew where I am today. Oh, it's just but a moment. It's nothing in comparison to where I'm going. But in order for me to get there, I have to be able to see it because the reality is if we can't see it, we can't do it. But when we can see it, envision it, visualize it, it now gives life to what we desire. So if you can see yourself on the other side of where you are, you now should get excited that where you are, this is just a temporary space. This is just a little blip on the full scheme of things of where you're going. So don't get stuck there. Don't keep your focus there. Because this space where you are today, it's temporary. You have the very power in you to change the trajectory. But you first must envision and visualize where are you going. See, and then of course, if you can't imagine it, then of course it's not possible. So imagine where you desire to go. Envision it. But in order for you to envision, you have to take the time. As I shared, I was taking the time to meditate, to envision, to go internally, inside, and to begin to be still, to get the picture images. Are you taking the time to be still to even get the images? Well, if you're not, then this is where you need to adjust to make it different. To make what different, Coach Adams? To make this year different. So you can change the trajectory of where you're going. You can change the if I continue so that it's now moving in the direction that you desire to go in. You can now break the insanity of those things that you're doing that are defeating you from achieving your goals and living out your dreams. Let's look at our R, relentless pursuit. Relentless pursuit. You see, when you fix your mind on a relentless pursuit, this relentless pursuit says, quitting, it is not an option. It doesn't even consider quitting. No. And many of you already have it in your mind that things are not going to work out. But if you allow yourself to recognize that quitting is not an option and you determine in your mind that you're going to be relentless, you're now coming from things and approaching your journey with a mindset of persistence. With a mindset that says quitting is not an option, with a mindset that says I'm going to continue in spite of, that I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to start and then put it down. No, I'm going to stay steady on the journey. And for many of you, you just need to, in order to make it different, you need to for relentless pursuit. Are you willing to shift and become relentless in your pursuit? That you are persisting, that you are continuing constantly, that you are staying steady. Does your dream mean enough to you that you would have this relentless pursuit of it? Despite the challenges, despite the obstacles, that you would continue the journey regardless of what things look like? You know, principles are universal. If you just continue with the right habits, doing the right things, every step you take gets you closer to closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. But you have to continue to move. And that brings us to our E. And then I'm coming to the line to you. I want to hear from you. How is your journey going? Have you taken anything away from what we have shared today? Did you get some tools in your toolbox that support and serve you? At any time from this point forward, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to hear from you. You have opted to share this hour of empowerment with us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You. Let us know what you are taking away. Let's do a quick recap and then let's give you some more nuggets. What will it take for you to make it different? D, deliberate intention. I, internal change. F, focus, energy. F, fearless approach. E, envision your goals and your vision. R, relentless pursuit. E, and this is where we left off, execute daily. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I executing? Well, this is a really good question, because whatever we do daily will determine this if I continue. The habits that we establish or that we don't have will determine our success. So this executing daily, taking the necessary steps daily, establishing the habits that support us on our journey to achieving the results that we desire in this process of breaking the insanity, so that now if I continue the pathway that I'm on because I have the right habits, I now know that I'm moving in the direction that I want to go. So, execute daily. outline daily what is it that you need to do to maintain. To maintain a healthy mind, a healthy body, a healthy soul, to get the results that you desire. Execute daily. Take the constant steps, establishing the right habits. Now, this is the thing about a habit. A habit does not happen overnight. A habit starts to form through repetition. A habit is an acquired mode of behavior. This acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary, addictive, compulsory, customary way of acting fixed through repetition. So whatever those areas are that you have not yet established the habits, those daily practices that support you in closing the gap and getting the results that you desire, this is where you need to make a difference. This is where you need to make a shift in order to get the results that you so truly desire in your execution of your daily steps, doing those things that serve you. Our end, we're almost at the close. Network with experts and learn, constantly learning and growing. Networking with experts puts you in a position that now you are getting yourself in the circles with different people, people that have the insight that you need. I often tell individuals, I tell my clients, we evaluate who are the people that you have on your dream team, the people that are supporting you so that you can get the results that you desire. We're not experts in every area. I'm not the expert in accounting, so I need to have the expert in that area. You may not be the expert in technology, so you need to have the expert around you in that area. So I encourage you to get into different circles. This is one of the things that I'm focusing in on in this year, is getting myself into different circles. Why? Because I don't want to continue and be limiting where I'm going by where I am today. And so this is an area, being transparent with you, that I'm stretching and challenging myself this year because, of course, again, my word for the year is elevate. And in order for me to elevate, I have to reposition myself. I have to raise my position. That's not saying that I'm feeling like I'm better than anybody else. No. I recognize my assignment, and that's going to require that I get into different circles, and that may be the same for you, and that you circle yourself with the right people. You don't need a lot of people on your dream team, but whew, you need the right people. Because when you have the right people on your dream team, guess what? You're in greater position for your dreams to thrive, for you to thrive and move to the next level. But, oh, when you have the wrong people on your team, the wrong people, it's like a nightmare. The wrong people can tear you down. The right people can build you up. The wrong people can cause your dream to die. The right people can cause your dream to live. one of the right people, of course, being a coach that I am an advocate of, is you need a coach. You're listening in today. You're accomplishing some things. Yes, you are. Why? Because it's been stated that one can set 1,000 in flight.
Mm-hmm.
One can accomplish great things by themselves. One can set 1,000 in flight. But two, a partnership, the right people, two can set 10,000 in flight. So if you are constantly wondering, why am I not getting greater results? It may be that you are limiting yourself because you need to stretch and bring more people onto your team that will support and serve you on your journey. That you've allowed yourself to be limited by the circles that you're in. You simply need to position yourself into different circles with greater experts, not based on where you are, but based on where you're going. So network with experts and allow yourself to continue to learn and grow. This continuing to learn and grow is iron sharpening iron. Are you allowing your saw to be sharpened daily? Are you allowing yourself to be challenged daily? If not, an expert in a customized area, they can stretch you if you are open to the stretch. Remember, this is the year of yes. I challenge you to say yes to the stretch. I challenge you to not feel uncomfortable in environments that are not familiar, but rather you embrace it and know that you're in position now for a great opportunity to learn and grow to another level. And lastly, our T. Our T is to think outside of the box. There are no limits. The only limits we have are the limits that we place on ourselves. So I got to tell you, stop talking yourself out of what you really desire and where you want to be. You have been your biggest critic. You have been your worst enemy. I was in a session, a coaching session, and one of my clients realized that at every turn, they've been talking themselves out because we were dealing with the defeating paradigm. And they realize that at every turn, they have talked themselves out because of the limited thinking, because of a word choice that maybe had them view things in a certain way that was defeating them. Do you really want that vision that you keep saying that you want? Do you really want to achieve those goals that you keep saying you want to achieve? Do you really want to live out your dream? Well, now is the time to work it. Work it now. Don't allow yourself to get stuck into this mindset of limitation. Don't talk yourself out of it, but rather figure out, how can I accomplish this? Think outside of the box. Blow the boundaries of the box away. Let it go. There's no boundary. Because if you can conceive it, guess what? And believe it, you can also achieve it. Everything starts with envisioning, as we talked about earlier. So as I close out, let's do another quick recap so you can get. Make it different what does it look like to do things differently? D, deliberate intentions. I, intentional change. F, focused energy. F, fearless approach. E, envision your goals and vision. R, relentless pursuit. E, execute daily. N, network with experts and learn. T, think outside of the box. Now, I have a campaign that is my Impact 100 where I want to support 100 individuals on their journey, and I am committed to assisting 100 individuals who personally and professionally are saying, you know what? I want to move to another level. I want to get different results through my full circle of empowerment. I want you to open your phone. I want you to open a new text. And if you're interested in learning more about my full circle of empowerment, I want you to text this number, 310-289-2101. Text your name and full circle. You may also call the same number and let us know, our team know, that you're interested in one-on-one coaching or group coaching, my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, my up-and-coming mastermind launching February the 10th on Everyone Communicate, Few Connect. So any of those areas, you need a coach to come in and do a team building session for your team, motivational moment. Know that I am your person and I want to be on your team and I'm here to support you. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to share this with you, that I don't want you to lose focus on your dreams. I don't want you to lose focus on your vision and your goals. But you're going to have to be deliberate and have the right intentions and the right people on your team. You have to do things differently. You have to break the insanity. Because if you continue, what you're doing, the pattern that you're on, you can predict your outcome. And if you don't like what you're seeing today, now is your time to make a shift. Text the number. Give our team a call, 310-289-2101. If you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, again, it is an open group. All are welcome. You want to join? Simply ask to be a member, and you're welcome. You can comment around the show. You can give show recommendations. Maybe you have a guest or a topic that you would like to see featured. Whatever that may look like, I'm here for you. I want to be on your team, and I'm here to support you. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This has been such a joy sharing this richness with you. If you're tuning in for the first time, you're thinking, who is this Coach Adams? I want to learn more about her. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Get different results in your life. You don't have to stay where you are. Support is available. And I close out with this as I close out with every week. I coach and you win.